Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, March 26th, the day that we finish the book of Romans. Can you tell I'm a little bit excited? This has been a wonderful semester in the book of Romans, and on Saturday, we're going to do something unique. It says in our little guide, all of Romans for a long walk together. I started thinking about how long it would take to re-record all of Romans, and I thought, nah, we're not going to do all that. But I have gone back to each chapter and picked out a few verses, and I'm going to compile them on Saturday. I'm going to read a few verses and then pray, read some more and pray some more. And the idea is that if you can go on a walk and just listen to God's word, that's wonderful. And if not, maybe just a time to sit and reflect on God's beautiful word, and especially on what we've learned in the book of Romans. But first today, we'll read Romans chapter 16, verses 17 through 27. I urge you, brothers, to watch out for those who cause divisions and put obstacles in your way that are contrary to the teaching you have learned. Keep away from them, for such people are not serving our Lord Christ, but their own appetites. By smooth talk and flattery, they deceive the minds of naive people. Everyone has heard about your obedience, so I am full of joy over you. But I want you to be wise about what is good and innocent about what is evil. The God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. The grace of our Lord Jesus be with you. Timothy, my fellow worker, sends his greetings to you, as do Lucius, Jason, and Sosipater, my relatives. I, Tertius, who wrote down this letter, greet you in the Lord. Gaius, whose hospitality I and the whole church here enjoy, sends you his greetings. Erastus, who is the city's director of public works, and our brother, Quartus, send you their greetings. Now to him who is able to establish you by my gospel and the proclamation of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery hidden for long ages past, but now revealed and made known through the prophetic writings by the command of the eternal God, so that all nations might believe and obey him, to the only wise God be glory forever through Jesus Christ. Amen. And now let's move over to Psalm 75. In this psalm, at the beginning and at the end, we're reminded to thank the Lord. Two words, thank you. In the middle of this psalm, the psalmist Asaph is reminding himself and the others that God does judge the wicked. We give thanks to you, O God. We give thanks, for your name is near. Men tell of your wonderful deeds. You say, I will choose the appointed time. It is I who will judge uprightly. When the earth and all its people quake, it is I who hold its pillars firm. To the arrogant I say, boast no more. And to the wicked, do not lift up your horns. Do not lift your horns against heaven. Do not speak with outstretched neck. No one from the east or the west or from the desert can exalt a man. But it is God who judges. He brings one down, he exalts another. In the hand of the Lord is a cup full of foaming wine mixed with spices. He pours it out, and all the wicked of the earth drink it down to its very dregs. As for me, I will declare this forever. I will sing praise to the God of Jacob. I will cut off the horns of all the wicked, but the horns of the righteous will be lifted up. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. I cannot believe we have finished the book of Romans. Thank you for sticking with me in reading and in believing that God works as we come to His Word together. I'm going to end today with a prayer from A Diary of Private Prayer, a portion of the fourth day's prayer. And then I have a song at the end by one of my favorite artists, Paul Zock. And it's a very simple song reminding us that if the only two words we could ever say were thank you, that would be enough. I hope that you have a wonderful day and that the Lord reminds you of His goodness and grace. Will you pray with me? Almighty and eternal God, you are hidden from my sight. You are beyond the understanding of my mind. Your thoughts are not like my thoughts. Your ways are past finding out. Yet you have breathed your spirit into my spirit. You have formed my mind to seek you. You have turned my heart to love you. You have made me restless for the rest that can be found in you. You have planted within me a hunger and a thirst that make me long for the eternal satisfaction of heaven. And I just want to add, thank you, Lord. Thank you for the many blessings that you have provided today. We love you and we pray all this in the strong name of Jesus, our Lord. Amen.
If the only words I ever pray are thank you, that would be enough. That would be enough.